Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Ellen Embry, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Force Health Protection and Readiness. Also joining us in our conversation is Russ Sanford, Director in IBM's DoD practice. Ellen, regarding DoD health affairs focus in support of medical research, can you tell us a little bit about something called the Millennium Cohort Study?
Yes, it's a longitudinal health study that we instituted back in 2001. The idea is to identify cohorts of deploying service members and to capture their long-term health over time. And so every year we capture new cohorts to add to that study, and it's the largest prospective study that the department has undertaken to try to understand the actual long-term health effects of deployment. Periodically, we send out a survey to the individuals in the study to identify their health issues as they evolve over time. We hope to have about 140,000. So it's a major undertaking, and we hope it will yield a lot of important outcomes that we can use to help us do a better job of preventing those long-term effects. Most of the work and most of the benefit of this study will not happen until far in the future, although we are leveraging certain of the cohorts to look at different kinds of things. We had enrolled some folks just before 2001, 9/11, and we queried those individuals to talk about the impacts of that experience on their mental health and other issues. So, yes, we've had some shorter-term outcomes, but it's a longitudinal study.
Ellen, we've spent a fair amount of time talking about some of the health and medical concerns as it relates to the theaters of combat. But what role does your office play in tracking and monitoring and preparing for other threats such as a possible avian flu? Could you elaborate on the national strategy and what unique set of DoD assets could be used to support some national response to something like this?
Yes. The department has a fairly large global footprint, and the Force Health Protection Program is set up to monitor infectious diseases in areas where we have military activities. So we have laboratory surveillance capacity to understand infectious diseases in areas around the globe. And we are now leveraging that to help support our awareness and detection and understanding of the strains of avian influenza that are out there, and collaborating with CDC and the WHO to make sure that we are very carefully monitoring the potential for a pandemic. And it may not be the one that we're looking at. It may be some different one. We have been actively engaged in supporting the president in the development of his strategy and his implementation plan. We've had several representatives working with the White House on that. And we have engaged significantly with the other federal agencies to integrate what we have been tasked to do in the plan with the other work. There's 116 tasks that the department has been asked to address as part of the overall plan. And 32 of them are the Department of Defense has the U.S. government lead. Fair number of them, most of them are fall into the health affairs category. So, you know, we are actively engaged in these issues. The kinds of things that we would provide, supplies for the protection, antiviral medications, pre-pandemic vaccines and antibiotics, personal protective equipment, that's for our own force. But then in addition to that, we would support HHS and the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Agriculture and whatever they require of us, and primarily of trained manpower.
The National Biosurveillance Integration System, or as it's known, NBIS, represents a critical federal multi-agency collaborative effort. Could you describe the work DoD is doing in biosurveillance and elaborate a little bit on a program called ESSENCE, the Electronic Surveillance System for the Early Notification of Community-Based Epidemics? What does it do? How does ESSENCE, or how has ESSENCE evolved since its original development?
Yeah. ESSENCE is a syndromic surveillance system that encompasses the entire system. It involves some 8 million beneficiaries and the symptoms that go along with that. It's captured at over 400 facilities globally. It provides a way in which to interpret on a near real-time basis outpatient health events and selected pharmacy data to help us understand, gee, what might be going on in advance of any technical area. We're refining that system now to include laboratory, X-ray, and other chief complaint data so that we have a better understanding of what's going on out there before the actual diagnosis, the case definition comes out. But ESSENCE is an important pillar in a whole series of activities that the department is engaged in. We have requirements to and we've built into our capacity for surveillance within the services and across the department for reportable events, for looking at providing samples, viral samples, laboratory samples to help inform how we build the seasonal flu strains on an annual basis. We collect those in different geographic locations around the world for CDC. We do mortality surveillance. We engage in medical intelligence, looking at foreign health trends, and we use that to help address our force health protection objectives. We have a program called Project Guardian, which works with ESSENCE to try to understand potential threats for exposure to chemical and biological agents that might be untowardly placed in our installations. I think this all sums to the fact that we have quite a bit of capacity. And a major initiative in the department right now is to tie these together into a coherent program that uses the same standards, ties them together with a network of communication and data streams that allows us for the first time to have enterprise-wide surveillance data where we can talk about what's going on in the department from a health perspective trend-wise with data that uses the same standards. Right now, we don't have that capacity. We have it in stovepipes for different types of activities and within each service. So we are creating an Armed Forces Health Surveillance Center that will bring those things together. And we anticipate that the announcement of that established program or center it will be coming out very soon. We expect it to be fully operational by the end of FY08 and initially operational this fiscal year, FY07. So it's a big initiative, and we're very excited about it.
We've heard you mention that you work with different federal agencies. Your director works with different federal agencies. I would assume that tying all the separate public health networks that comprise the DOD health environment is a critical task, part of what you're working in. Could you tell us a little bit more about the role of the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Center, and when is the center expected to reach its initial operating capacity?
The center is going to tie all this stuff together, tie all of those activities and streamline and enable us to have an enterprise-wide. Right now, if you were to ask us how many blue-eyed, left-handed individuals contracted the flu last year, we wouldn't be able to tell you that. We would have to go to each of the services and use their capabilities. So this is a way in which we will bring together the network and the capacity. And that was a pretty bad example, but it's supposed to be bad so that you can, you know, get the idea that we will come up with standards for how we're going to collect and then use and report on the health trends in the department. The center will be available 24 hours a day. It will provide epidemiological expertise to the services when we have an outbreak to go out and do the proper investigation. It will create a career path for the development and enhancement of epidemiologists in the system, and it will allow us to do and give us the data we need to do a lot better job evaluating health trends and research. So for us, it's as I said, it's very, very important. We expect it to stand up fully by FY08 and initially this fiscal year, probably by January.
We only have a minute, but can you tell us about the joint patient tracking application and how it was modified to support Hurricane Katrina disaster relief efforts?
Yes. The department has had an ongoing requirement since OIF and OEF came about. Our doctrine has changed where we stabilize in theater and actually move quickly out of theater into definitive care, either in Landstuhl or back in the States. And with this change in strategy, we are bringing recently injured individuals who are stable, transporting them back to more sophisticated care elsewhere. Well, with that becomes a mandate to have better tracking the status of that patient and the demands of that patient so that when they land on the tarmac, the patient reception is ready to go. And so that put a demand in the system for us to track the status of these individuals and to bring in the information that was necessary to manage between points of evacuation. The JPTA is the solution that we brought up to meet that requirement. We had a system to say a patient was on a plane, but we didn't have a system that said what that patient needed and what kind of meds they were on and that kind of thing. So the JPTA was developed to support that requirement. We adopted it for Katrina disaster relief efforts. It was not used exhaustively in that environment, but we have been in negotiation with the VA and with HHS to expand its use now for future mass disasters, such as Katrina.
What does the future hold for DOD's Office of Force Health Protection and Readiness? We will ask Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Force Health Protection and Readiness and Director of Deployment Health Support, Alan Embry, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.